If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
And so you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Well, remember to... Oh, hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up, no, click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I was laughing because we were just chatting away, and Kathy walked in and was handing me the prize winner sheet, and I just totally didn't realize we were ready to start again until I heard the music and my, you know, the... Because, I mean, Red Robin was playing, and I'm bopping along. But then, see, on automatic pilot, there are certain cues. That, and I don't just start the show, you know, off the, you know, seat of my pants sort of thing. I start, if you notice, it's at a very specific point in the music that I start speaking.
I am totally aware of that.
And Mike now knows that. He didn't know that in the beginning, and that was part of the thing. What we need, but there's a specific place. So when that specific point happened, it was like, oh!
I need to do something.
Yeah! It like triggered that automatic pilot, and that's why I was laughing. So there you go.
Funny stuff. Live radio. We love it.
We love it. We are live radio. And, okay, where was I? But once again, the girls are dinking around.
They're laughing, so they're having fun.
They must be.
So we like that.
Kathy was in the studio with me. Aji was answering the phone. They decided at the top of the hour that they were going to switch places, and Kathy would answer the phone, and Aji would come into the studio. But like I said, the lady's been dinking around, and they haven't made the switch yet. So get with the program, you guys. Now, you're all in trouble, see?
Big trouble.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can be here and still get in trouble.
And that, you got to talk into your microphone or we can't hear you.
But she said, I guess I can still be here and get in trouble. It's like, yes, you can still be here and get in trouble, especially when you're dinking around and not with the program. So.
Wait a minute. We have to stand up for ourselves, huh, Aji?
Yes.
We're working.
Well, when you have X amount of time,
yes,
when we are not on the air, and when one of you is going, if you guys are going to stay in your own little studio, as long as you answer the phone, you can do whatever you want. Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But when you're going to come in here, you see, it interrupts the show. It makes noise. We got to make sure you're mine and all that sort of stuff. If one of you is going to be in here, you need to be paying attention so you're here
there
and
you
ready
go.
To go. Because otherwise, Mike and I have to tell everybody what's going on.
It's our duty to let listeners know exactly what's going on on this side of the microphone.
Because there you go.
If
they need to paint
if we
this
sound
picture.
Distracted and we get pulled off a track, we're not going to take the blame for that when it's not our fault. Yeah. Okay.
Just having some fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
We were talking about how good the show was.
Oh, well, okay, now they're really good.
Well, yeah. That's different.
Just suck up here,
Martha's so eloquent.
No, really.
And
really.
Mike's just on the ball with the board.
Now,
you know?
Shucks, ma'am.
She is sucking up now.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, don't.
Oh, yeah, you just wait till it gets closer to November, Kathy. Mike and I are already formulating a plan.
Uh-oh.
Why, you guys were out of the studio formulating
you guys
your plans.
In here, your ears should have been burning because we were talking. Okay, then. All right. I promised you. I told you. New animal TV. Did anybody see the promos? Did you read your TV schedules and so forth and know that a new network prime time show about dogs started this last week?
Yeah. On which network?
NBC. 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings.
Prime time.
Yeah, that is. So the first thing that surprised me is I don't ever recall there being a network prime time show about animals. I mean, not about a trainer or a behavior or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, working with
like
animals.
Flipper, okay? But that was a situational
story. Lots of animal shows, but not this reality TV type with, you know, help.
What's the name of the program?
Dogs in the City. And the trainer that's doing the show's name is Justin Silver. Now, the promos were kind of hokey. But I did tune in and watch. And primarily because, well, this is what I do. Okay, and I got to tell you guys what's going on. And I have to say I was looking forward to watching it, and kind of what I was thinking going into it was, I don't ever remember there being a primetime network show like this. So this guy has got to be phenomenal. You know, he's got to be really fabulous.
What's his background?
Well, it didn't really say. He's on the other side. Justin Silver. Oh, here we go. Google, Google, Google. Anyway.
Have you heard of him before?
No, never heard of him. Okay. Now, I watched the show, and it is typical. It's a very similar format to the Animal Planet shows. You know, it's me or the dog with behavior therapist Victoria Stilwell. You know, and she deals with one or two cases of people and dogs during the show. Very similar to the cat show on Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell, with Jason Galaxy. And he does two situations with people and their cat friends. Okay. This is an hour show. It airs from 8 to 9 on NBC, Channel 5 in our area. And by the way, if you missed it and you want to catch it, at least according to my TV guide, it is airing again tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. So they're doing a rerun, and probably to catch more listeners, because they obviously wouldn't put it on, you know, in an 8 o'clock primetime slot unless they expected it to be very popular. Now, he did three cases of dogs in the city living with people. And I have to overall, I mean, I enjoyed the show. I will continue to watch it. I was surprised that he isn't more dynamic. You know, I mean, like you turn on My Cat from Hell and you got, you know, this big guy, Jason Galaxy, who's tattoos all over the place and his weird beard and he's a rock and roller at night and a feline behavior therapist during the night. And you just, I mean, this guy, but this just Justin isn't like this. You know, he's a young man and he's nice and all of that. But there wasn't anything outstanding about his personality or what he was doing. But the good news is that he seemed relatively competent as a trainer and dealing with the three cases, but I'm going to lay them out for you.
Okay.
Just so you know. And, let's give him credit on, okay, the one case one was a bulldog in New York City who was a skateboarding bulldog and had belonged to a husband and wife, and the wife had left, and so the husband and the bulldog were like best buds, and the bulldog was spoiled and didn't go anywhere without his skateboard and had great difficulty being separated from the guy and that sort of thing. The guy was now married, had a new wife. And the problem was that they couldn't sleep together at night without the bulldog trying to get in bed and bark and whine and keep them awake. And he was very jealous of that. And the dog also could not be walked on a leash. And they had to take a beach ball or the skateboard to get the dog to go with them, sort of thing. So Justin worked with them in the house with, you know, putting up a baby gate and separating and getting the dog comfortable with being separated from his dad and basically used, you know, very rudimentary basic techniques to solve that bedroom and the dog getting in the bed and causing a problem. And he did an excellent job of that. And it worked out. And I would have dealt with it very similarly. You know, and he was great with that. Then walking, he taught the dog how to walk on the leash without pulling and taught the wife how to do that. And that was accomplished very simply. And he did that very well. And all the problems were resolved. And that was great. So I had no problem with that. And he did a nice job. And that was good. Okay.
A little bit of background. He, of course, is a trainer, but a behavioralist. Mm-hmm. And also a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
That, I think, must be the hitch, because they kind of, he like at one point in one of the cases, he said he took the dog off, and that was in the promos where they had him sitting on park benches and talking to the dogs. Now, we all know here that there is such a thing as telepathic and empathetic communication with animals, but he's not doing that. He's doing stand-up comedy sort of talk with them. But there wasn't much of that in the show.
Mm-mm.
But that's interesting that I can see that now. And that must be the hook that NBC thinks is going to be so great is the touch of humor with him helping people with their animal friends. So we'll see. Now,
what is your estimate of as far as its chances for success?
Well, it's going to have to get better. If it's going to stay, I think.
Because, I mean, it's obviously a replacement series.
Well, let me finish. There were three cases. So the first one, the bulldog, he did good with that, solved all the problems. He did it in a pretty simple way and was great. Now, the second case was a rescue dog, hound mix type, belonged to a woman who owned a model agency. And she had another dog, and she would take her dogs to work with her in the office. And whenever someone came into the office, the dog would charge the door and bark and jump on the people and try to bite them. Obviously, not
problem.
Not a good situation. Now, that's the dog he took out to have a little talk with. At any rate, that problem was also resolved to a point. And what he did was educate the owner, put like an eye bolt in the baseboard with a leash and a bed. And so he tethered the dog to behind the woman's desk so that the dog couldn't run and charge the door, and taught the dog to, you know, stay on its bed and be comfortable there, and to have the owner walk around her desk and go greet people. And it did stop the dog from charging the door and biting people, which was very good. And he did it, you know, and that was nice. But I'll tell you that I deal with that situation all the time. And I do go to the office and see what's going on. I would have set it up the same way in terms of removing the dog from the situation, tethering him to a spot and a bed, and making them behave themselves. But what I find the difference between what I do and what most trainers do is most trainers do what Justin did, and that they stopped the problem by tethering the dog. But I stop and control the problem behavior, but then I do another step. And the next step that I do is change the way the dog feels about people coming into the office. Because in my opinion, the problem wasn't really resolved. The problem was prevented and avoided by tethering the dog back there. And what's going to happen if somebody comes in and the owner isn't at her desk and they walk back to approach the dog who is now cornered under a table, tethered to the wall? Dog is still likely to react. And more likely to bite under those circumstances. So my approach would add another step. Not that what he did was bad, or I'd add another step, which is changing the way the dog feels about people coming in. Okay. Mm,
that's a plus.
Yeah. That's very so plus. Because, and then once the dog, instead of saying, oh, I'm guarding my mom, I'm guarding our territory, everybody is a threat, I need to back them on out of here. Once the light bulb goes on for the dog and says, oh gosh, everybody that comes in is a friend, then we don't have to tether the dog anymore. We don't have to worry about the dog biting. Okay. So that's what was missing in that case.
And the dog would be happier with the change that you would add.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, well, you know, but yeah, I would think the dog would be more stable and all of that. And there, then less of a chance of a lawsuit and all that sort of stuff. So that would be so the first case he did great. Second case, I would have added another step and added more. The third case, I am sorry. I think they totally blew it. This was a case of a father and a young daughter with a Bernese Mountain Dog. And their previous dog was a Bernese Mountain Dog that died suddenly of cancer. And so this dog, I think she was 3 years old at this point, the dog, and they were concerned that they were overindulging this dog and that she was overweight. And they wanted to make sure that they did everything right by this dog so she didn't die suddenly of cancer, you know, 10 years down the line. And Justin came into that situation. And I'm sorry, folks. If you watch the show tonight at 8 o'clock, you look at this Bernese Mountain Dog. Look at the neck. Dog has a collar on. There is a fat bulge bulging over the collar of this dog. I'm sorry, anybody can look at this dog and know that she's fat. Well, so what did they do? Justin said, let's go to the vet and have her checked out. Vet checked her out. Everything was fine. All right, I'm already started. Here we go. So the vet says, well, gee, she's a Bernese Mountain Dog. And in my experience, Bernese Mountain Dogs weigh when she put her on the scale, this dog weighed 103 pounds. She said Bernese Mountain Dogs should weigh anywhere between 80 pounds and 110. So this dog is within the range of normal weight for a Bernese Mountain Dog. Therefore, she's fine. Oh, you should have seen me. I'm saying, open your eyes and look at the dog, for heaven's sakes. Just because that's the range and you fall into it doesn't mean that you're not overweight. Now, the way I calculate overweight has nothing to do with the weight. But just stand the dog up, stand over them, run your fingers down their rib cage. You should easily be able to feel the ribs, and there should be no more than a quarter inch of fat pad over those ribs, and there should be a waistline. I guarantee you, if you'd run your fingers down that dog, you would not have been able to feel the ribs.
And the waistline.
And the waistline was debatable. With the coat on the dog, was hard to tell on that, and I couldn't get my hands on it. But just looking at the fat layer in the neck bulging over the collar was enough to see that the dog is, in fact, overweight.
That
now,
was
fortunately,
obvious.
They did clean up the dog's diet and have them cut back on allowing everybody to treat the dog with junk biscuits and all that kind of stuff. They said nothing about the kind of exercise that the dog should have on a regular basis and the aerobic cardio that the dog needs to stay in shape and how to do that and how much and all that sort of stuff. And so on that third case of the Bernese Mountain Dog, I think they totally blew it. So that's my story, and I'd be sticking to it. Now, on the other hand, I don't think they did anything that could get you in trouble. It was entertaining enough to watch. I mean, it kept my attention for the hour, but and I won't watch it again this evening. It wasn't that good to watch it again. Mm-hmm. But according to my TV schedule, it airs again tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. here on Pacific Daylight Time. If you want to catch the show and watch it and see what you think, and then you can call me up, tell me I'm all wet. But I expected it to at least be Caesar category or Jackson Galaxy category or Victoria Stilwell category, because I think Victoria Stilwell, I think she's fabulous. I love Jason Galaxy. I love both of those shows. And although I would add to and do things differently, I love both of them and think the shows are fabulous and really help people. I'm on the fence on this one and kind of surprised.
Probably need to give it some time.
Yeah, and then it was only the first show, so we'll see. So put that on your list, and we'll check it out. And I will hopefully be on board and be able to watch it every week. But it will give us – I'll keep track of the cases, and it gives me a chance, you know, on these behavior training and healing Sundays to let you know what they're dealing, what they did, and whether or not I agree with it and what I would add or not, because I don't think they did anybody a service with that piece on the Bernese Mountain Dog. And because I think, too, there'll be too many overweight dogs out there, and there's too many overweight dogs anyway, that I don't think that helped anybody. Yeah. And I think there should have been a lot of talk about appropriate exercise for dogs and what is good exercise, what isn't. I mean, did you know it's not good to run your dog on concrete? If you jog and go out in concrete, that's not good. Running on a track or on dirt or on somewhere that has some give so they don't have the constant pounding on their joints. It isn't any better for them than it is for us. And you can wear track shoes that have cushion and stuff in them. Your dog doesn't. And there are recommendations as to how much a dog should run before 2 years of age and after. How much aerobic exercise does a dog need? All of that stuff is really critical. And it isn't just the weight and whether it falls in the range for that dog, because 103 pounds might be underweight for some Bernese Mountain dogs. But most likely it's going to be overweight, especially for a female. Okay. Yes.
I have a comment about the show I think it will be attractive to people with dogs just because there's nothing else on. Mm-hmm. And you know, just wait and see. But one other thing I noticed in it, I think I particularly noticed it with the first one you were talking about, the bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way the camera work went, where they took little shots of the dog and when they were working with him, and it really struck me how quickly the dog responded and how slower it was for the humans.
And that's often that's usually the case.
I've heard
the
that,
other thing you have to keep in
so
mind
visible.
When you watch these stories is that it's an hour show. You got to take 20 minutes out for commercials,
right.
And so you get maybe 15 minutes or less per
point.
Case.
Yeah.
And they're highly edited.
You're right. So who knows what they took out?
Yeah, who knows what's been and how long it really took and all of that sort of thing. Like when I go to do a private session with people and their dog, it generally takes 2 to 4 hours that I'm with them. And that's minimum.
Okay.
And then I provide with other. So that's just so, you know, with only 15 minutes that a lot is edited out and you don't know what happened here or there. But pretty much that's the case. Dogs, the dogs usually get it before the people do. Now, Kathy, is it, you must have typed on, you said the dog show's on Cairo. This show is not on Cairo. This
it's
show
not,
is on
okay.
NBC.
Oh.
So
actually,
it
is on CBS.
On
CBS. So it would be on Cairo tonight.
Are you sure?
I just pulled.
Why
I just pulled up the
Dogs in the City.
Yeah,
that's Channel 7.
Correct.
CBS, huh? Why do I have NBC? I swear I was watching NBC, but I guess maybe not. Trying to look at my TV guide in my mind.
It'll be easy to find out.
Yeah. Okay. So, so you say it's on CBS.
Correct.
Then.
Which would mean Cairo Channel 7 here locally.
Okay. Well, must be CRS for Martha. Maybe I'm thinking of another show. But anyway, okay, so let's adjust that. Dogs in the City is the name of the show, and at least it appeared in my TV schedule for this evening at 8 o'clock on the West Coast anyway. So check it out. And like I said, we'll follow up and hope that it gets... Well, we'll just have to see what happens with our cases and... But everybody seemed to be happy at any rate in all of the cases that were dealt with. And like I said, nothing that I think is going to get anybody in big trouble. So, alrighty. I'm going to pull up my big pile here.
That is a big pile you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big pile
Tell us more.
Follow-up animals in the news. By the way, folks, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha, and that means you can interrupt at any time with behavior training or healing calls. And especially the cases we just talked about. If there's something more, if you've got that similar situation going on, you want to know more, well, pick up your phone. You can interrupt at any time. We're here till noon. And phone calls take priority. So local number's 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, did you just type that in, Kathy? Am I taking calls on the air? Have I not been saying that from the time we started the show this morning at 9 o'clock? Where have you been?
Kathy just wants to be sure. She doesn't like making mistakes.
Now, have you told people I'm not taking calls on the air?
I haven't said anything.
Oh, okay.
Neither has Ashi.
All right. Yeah. We are taking calls on the air. Phone calls take priority on Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. So if you want to talk, I'm here.
And emails.
And emails, animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to know.
I have a question.
Hello?
Related to what you were saying about the weight and how you check on a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same for a cat? Pretty much. I have a cat in the city, and I think he's gaining weight.
Well, not necessarily. Cats, you can pretty well. So, yeah, sort of thing. You should
feel
be able to feel the ribs and not a lot of fat pad there. They should have a waistline. But you know if they're overweight, if they have flaps, is what I call, you know, their belly, you know, hangs down and flaps. Mm-hmm. If they got flaps, they're overweight because that's just fat pad hanging down there swinging. And by the time it's at that point, it's difficult to back it back off. So like with my, and typically with cats are generally going to be okay weight-wise until they're spayed or neutered. And it's and this is with dogs, too. Once they're spayed and neutered, the metabolism does change. And that's when they're typically going to eat more than they have been eating, and they're going to gain weight. So you really need to start paying close attention after they're spayed or neutered. Like, I've got five cats now under the age of two. Sophie Sweet Cheeks will be two in July. She's been spayed, so I'm watching her, and sure enough, she's not eating any more than she used to, but she's gained some weight. She doesn't have flaps yet, and all of my Abyssinian boys, the Ruddy Boys and Red Dragon, they're all just barely a year, under a year of age, and you can believe it. I'd be looking at them and checking for flaps or anything. Two are neutered now, two are not yet. But the two, Ping and Pong, the neutered boys, I'm watching very closely. And so the ideal situation with young animals is to really monitor them closely, weigh on a regular basis if you need to, but monitor that so you can catch it before that fat pad gets put on, because it's much more difficult to take off once it's there. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we're going to start off here with, I mean, this could be good news because the guy's been charged, but it's really bad news to start with. But it's a very serious situation. It has already started here because this is a local story. Owner charged after dog dies in hot truck. Did you all hear this story? A Buckley man could go to prison. And so listen up here, folks. This has gotten serious now, and you can be held responsible. A Buckley man could go to prison after police say his golden retriever died while left inside a hot truck last month. David Allen DeJong is charged with first-degree animal cruelty. According to probable cause documents, DeJong left the dog named Nexus inside the truck on May 13th at Nolte State Park near Enumclaw. A passerby saw the dog panting heavily and called 911. When a deputy arrived about an hour later, Nexus was dead. A King County, and I'll have to tell you, if I was there, I think, I don't know, but I think I would have stayed there, and if somebody didn't show up fast, I'd have busted a window or something. I mean... A King County Animal Control investigator said Nexus's temperature at the scene was 108 degrees, which is the maximum temperature the thermometer records. During a necropsy, more than 2 hours later, Nexus's liver temperature was 115 degrees. The high temperature in Enumclaw that day was 82 degrees, according to... report. So keep in mind, 82 degrees. And I will tell you that on a 70 degree day, if the car is in the sun, even with the windows rolled down slightly, even with the windows cracked open, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior of that car to heat up enough to cook your dog. So you really need to start paying attention. And, you know, a vet said that Nexus died from prolonged hypothermia, and the investigators that are investigating this said that the owner admitted responsibility for the dog's death, that he usually rolled the windows down, but he forgot this time. Oh, come on. He said he checked back on the dog a couple of times, and he was okay. Yeah, they don't buy that. Neither do I.
Me neither. It's just something that you don't do.
No,
and you got to have your wits.
He must have just been, you know, he just was not tuned in. The owner was off to do something at the park and just totally spaced it. And you know, you may park your car in the shade and think you're okay, but remember the sun moves. Okay, so what was in the shade when you started may not be the case later, and that it's a very good case for breeze guards, you know, by managers, the custom-made wire mesh for your windows, so that if you do have to take them on hot days, you can keep the windows completely open. Now, it's still a good idea to park in the shade and monitor, but at least you're not going to cook your dog. But remember, 70-degree days with the windows partially open only takes 10 minutes. Because your dogs don't sweat off heat like we do. And it reminds me that since we're having nice weather, we're running the flea tip. Why don't we, at 11 o'clock, instead of running the flea tip, I'll check. And I believe it's the summer tip that talks about heat prostration and how to deal with an animal if you find them overheated and to save them. Maybe we'll run that today instead of the flea tip so you guys know about that. Will Michael work on that, giving him some warning. All right, now how about a little bit of nice news here to kind of balance that out? The photograph in Seattle Times this week, might have seen it on TV, a new baby orca designated L119 swims with its mother, Mattia, around the San Juan Islands. So she showed up with a new baby this week. Now, it's very young. She's like a 17-year-old mom. Her last calf only lived a couple of months. So we're, you know, still waiting on this one. But it's good news right now. Let's hope that she does well. All three of our local whale pods, J, K, and L, were spotted Tuesday in the San Juan Islands. So, oh, yeah, the mother of this calf is a 25-year-old. Named Mattia. Her first baby 2 years ago survived only a few months. So we'll think good thoughts for Mattia's new baby, L119, and that he has enough to survive. Now, as I suspected, this is a little follow-up issue where we talked about the sea lions and that the Humane Society was trying to get an injunction against the killing of the sea lions. The judge was thinking about it. Well, as predicted, he decided to reject the Humane Society's bid for an injunction and is going to allow the lethal injections, even though the lawsuit's still going on. So, sorry, but there'll be less sea lions. Okay. Oh, now here's an interesting little tidbit and why people like me, behavior therapists and trainers, are needed. Dog bites cost insurance companies hundreds of millions in claims every year. According to statistics released Wednesday by one of the nation's largest home insurers, a State Farm insurance spokesman says more than $109 million was paid on about 3,800 dog bite claims nationwide in the year 2011. $109 million. In 2010, there were about 3,500 claims and $90 million in payouts. So if you think your dog, there's a chance your dog might bite somebody, you better call me. Don't just tether them in the corner. Change the way they feel about people so you don't have to be concerned about. Okay. All right. As promised, phone calls take priority. So we are going, we're going to head to Seattle. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Martha. How can I serve you?
Thank you. I would like to get a new cat, probably an adopted cat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a kitten, probably an adult cat, but I'm not sure yet.
Now, you said, do you already have cats?
No, I don't.
So you don't have any animals in your house?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool.
I've had two cats before.
Okay, I was going to say, if you already had a cat, we'd have to look at, what cats you have, their age, their sex, and just generally for people, the best group of cats are a group of neutered males.
Okay.
So if you're thinking, so this would be first step, if you're thinking that one cat might not be enough for you and you might want more than one cat, then you might want to consider a neutered, a friendly, a sociable neutered male.
Well,
but if you don't, if it's going to be just a one cat situation, then pretty much you can get whatever you want.
Well, this is the deal.
Oh, is this your friend, Ashi? Is that what you're saying? Well, say hi to your friend, Ashi.
Hi, Linda.
Yes. Ashi has a Jazz Kitty, and he comes over to visit me often.
Oh, so you and Ashi are neighbors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That makes a difference. So, All right. So we'd like whatever cat Linda gets, we'd like it to be friendly with Ashi's cat.
Right.
Okay. Now, the chances of that?
Yeah.
50-50. Okay. Because cats by nature are not social.
Right.
In that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But there are exceptions, and we might be able to. So the first thing we want to know then is, Ashi, tell us about your cat. Male, female?
Male.
How old?
I'm going to guess 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Neutered male.
Neutered.
Had any experience with other cats around him? Do you have any idea?
I walk him around on a harness.
Okay.
The one that you like.
The Metropolitan walking jacket and flexi lead?
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem particularly friendly to other cats, but he does have opportunities to meet neighbor cats who are also come out.
Well, the big question would be, if he saw a neighbor cat coming and he puffed up and, and went into defensive mode, that would not be a good sign.
Right.
The fact that he's not interested in going making friends, that's not bad. That's fine. See, that's good. As long as he's not like, I got to defend against this, then that's a pretty good sign.
Well, the first time he ran into a cat, he did do something like that. I was walking him through the building, up and down through the hallways, and someone's cat was out in the hallway, which it should not have been, and he could see the cat down the way, and, mm-hmm. and I just thought, well, we'll just see what happens. He began doing a banshee wail like I had never heard him
do. Okay.
And people came out wondering what human, and the cat, I don't know if that was just the first time, and he probably thought the hallways belonged to him because he'd never seen another cat out there.
Has he seen a cat out there since then and had the same reaction
Not quite the same. Do you have any memories, Linda?
I don't think he's had the same reaction.
Yeah, he might have toned down.
Are you in the same hallway together, your units?
No.
Okay. Well, what I would say is that since we'd like this cat to get along with Ozzy's cat, then you'd be better off getting smaller, younger, same sex. So a smaller, younger male cat, Linda.
Okay.
And I would go, if you want to rescue one.
Right.
Then you go to one, you know, the rescues or the shelters that have usually the no-kill places are the best, and most of them now have a big cat room where they a lot of the cats will co-mingle. And what you really want to pick is a younger neutered male that's real social with the other cats.
Okay.
Not one that chases everybody and beats them up, or not one that they can't put in the group room, but one that's social in that gets along and hangs out, but doesn't have to lord it over anybody and isn't defensive and that sort. Does that make sense, you guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and then, Ozzy, your job, and both of you, you will need to talk to Ozzy's cat. Remember, you talk to him out loud, and then you imagine it in your mind, and you're going to explain, Ozzy, you'll explain to your cat that, you know, he goes and visits your friend Linda, and Linda loves him a lot, and Linda will always love him. But you explain, because a sales pitch makes a lot of difference. So you explain, and what's your cat's name, Ozzy?
Jazz Kitty. He's got
Jazz. Okay, so you say, Jazz, you are such a fabulous cat. Linda loves you so much that she has to get a cat of her own.
Right.
Because you're my cat and you stay with me and you can only go visit her once in a while. Linda, you're so great, Jazz. Linda has to have her own cat because she's alone and lonely. She needs her own cat. So we're going to help her find a young guy that's friendly and congenial. She's going to bring him home, and we'll keep you apprised of what's going on in the process. Then, Linda, when Jazz comes to visit you, you'll tell him the same thing. You're such a cool cat, Jazzy, and I love you so much. I have to have my own cat because I miss you when you're not here. And I'm going to get a guy, and then the idea will be that we want you to be friends so that we can continue to visit with each other.
Okay.
So you set the stage with all of that. You get a guy that, you know, younger and smaller, same sex, and that we know is pretty social.
Okay.
And then you can start with each take a dry washcloth and rub it all over Jazzy. And then take it over to Linda's house and then let the new cat smell it and rub it all over him and give him little treats when you do that. So he gets a positive scent related to Jazzy. And then you do the vice versa. You rub the new cat and then go rub Jazzy and give him treats. You explain all of that sort of thing. And then you don't want to just throw them together.
No.
Okay.
You could confine one of the cats. Like I would confine the new cat in a carrier, and then bring Jazzy in on his little harness, and then talk to him about meeting the new guy, and give them both that sort of thing, and let them get used to so that nobody can go after each other.
Okay.
Sort of thing. And then maybe you could bring the carrier over to Ozzy's place and have it there and do little treats and stuff. And just take it very slowly. Now, you might find if you do a good job of communicating and laying the groundwork that they'll meet each other and say, oh, I know all about you. Mom showed me pictures of you. And you'll know right away that they'll be very good friends. And otherwise, we'll take it slower and we can coach you along the way. But does that help you? And
yeah, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
A question I have is, what would be the optimal age range, maybe for whatever Linda's new friend it would be? If Jazz is 7 to 8 now and she doesn't want a kitten, I don't know. What's the youngest you'd want to go, Linda?
Yeah, that kind of depends on Linda.
But how close could it be to 8 and have it still be considered younger by Jazz?
Well, I mean, anything under 8 is younger than Jazz.
Okay.
But, you know, like you know, 2 or 3, it could be older than that, especially if it's a cat that we know is social. See, that's the big key.
It's not going to want to hop into dominance.
You want to know from wherever the cat is now that it is, in fact, social with other cats and tolerates other cats, you know, and is not aggressive or really afraid.
Okay.
See, that's
okay.
The big key. Okay.
Right.
And ideally, we'd like it on the smaller side than Jazzy.
Okay.
So that he doesn't feel threatened by a big guy moving in, see?
Okay.
He's kind of big. He's 15 pounds.
Okay. So. All right. So does that help?
Yeah.
All righty then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for calling, Linda.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. Now, it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday on Animal World. Your calls are welcome at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Emails to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen and please support them and thank them. And we'll come back with brief current events and then we'll carry on. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we are going to close out this hour, well, most of it anyway, with current events. Okie dokie. Well, we've got something very entertaining as the first entry on current events this week. It's a new one. And by the way, if you don't get all the details on the air here, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. You'll get everything there. How about this? New Moon Farm and Goat Rescue and Sanctuary presents Goat Olympics. Does that sound like fun or what? And that's going to be Saturday, July 21st at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe. They're currently looking for raffle items and event sponsors, volunteers. But mark your calendar for the Goat Olympics, July 21st. And if you want more information, go to Goat Olympics. That's just like it sounds, G-O-A-T, Olympics, A-L-Y-M-P-I-C-S.org. GoatOlympics.org. Remember that Posada Safe Haven has tours the first Sunday of every month through December from 1 to 4 p.m. You need to make a reservation. Change of date on their Posada's Bark in the Park at Marymore Park. It's going to be Sunday, August 19th. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the walk starts at noon. Save the date for Saturday, August 25th for Fine Wines and Felines, Meow's annual fundraiser. There's another new entry, and this happens soon. Join Wayne Pacell. Now, he's the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, and he's the author of the book, The Bond. You can join him for conversation and a book signing on Saturday, June 16th At 11 a.m. at the Seattle Barnes & Noble in Northgate. It's co-hosted by Paws of Linwood. The All Breed Equine Rescue Benefit Golf Tournament is July 28th at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. The Adventure Camp for Kids at the Humane Society, our local Humane Society, registration is open. And camp runs from June 25th through August 3rd. And I think that probably covers most of the current things, other than to let you know that next week is the second Sunday of the month, and that is a Martha and Robin Sunday. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio will join me for the show. That's when Ozzy says, can't wait to hear what's going on with your cats. Well, the rest of the woo-woo story and what's gone on in the last month up to and since Mother's Day, a phenomenal events and what's happened. We will fill you in on all of that next week. And today you're only going to get the healing stuff because that's what we're doing. And of course, we'll tune in to various animals in the news stuff and find out what the animals have to say. There's a bunch in my pile today as to what we may tune into. So we'll get to that shortly. Anyway, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events for more details on all of that. See, we've got an email here, hot off the presses. If you have an email question now, it's much easier for me to address your questions if you call us, because then we can have a dialogue and I can get the details that I don't get in the email and need to know. But if this is all you can do, if you're not brave enough to call, then email me and I'll do the best I can. I apologize because I haven't read the whole thing. I'm just going to read it now. And so, hi, Martha. My sister just adopted a rescue dog. He's mostly West Highland Terrier and has obviously been abused. He was found running on his own in Idaho on a cold winter morning. He is now very attached to my sister, as he was to his rescue mom, but is afraid of most other people, especially men. He has recently started lunging at people, women or men, where before he just sat there cowering by my sister, quivering and quaking. She is considering getting a thunder jacket for Nigel, having read Temple Grandin's book and loved the movie, and learning about her work with cattle, we are impressed with this idea, in that it may help to calm him down. Can you talk about this product, or at least the theory behind it? You may have already covered this subject sometime in the past, or you probably have some radio rule where you can't endorse a particular product. Nah, we haven't got any rules. And haven't gone into great detail about this, but I'll tell you the reason why what's likely happening when you said he recently started lunging at people before he was just cowering by my sister. When a dog is rescued or goes into a new situation, this can be young or old, there's often what we call a honeymoon period. And that's usually because things are new. They can be apprehensive, and especially with the fearful ones. You know, they're a little too afraid to act on all of their impulses. Once they get into the situation and start to get comfortable, and that generally speaking, remember, there's always exceptions to the generalities. Generally speaking, that takes 2 to 6 weeks to get through the honeymoon period. Then you'll start to see the true nature of the dog. See, now, but the lunging and the lunging at people will turn into biting people, and that's the truth. But the bottom line is coming from fear. You know, in the dog world, the best defense is a powerful offense. So I'm in a dog suit and I feel threatened or frightened by somebody, I'm going to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever threatening me I'm too tough to mess with. So. Now, Mary Beth, hold on, because we're at the top of the hour. We're going to close out this hour. I promised you we're going to run my summer tips just because we're getting enough sunshine that one dog has already died in a truck in our area. So I'm going to tell you what to do if you encounter a situation like this and how to save the animal. So we're going to run that tip, then we'll be back, and I will tell you the rest. I will address specifically your next question about the thunder jacket. But I'll also tell you what's likely wrong and going on with this dog and how to solve it, because it dovetails right into my healing subject. and Plechner syndrome and all that sort of stuff. So you are right on target, so stay where you are, and I'll answer it all after the top of the hour. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.